It's time to read choice with a phony deep voice.
Welcome to the Read Choice Podcast, a place to listen again, choose wisely, and live joyfully. My name is Joe Pellerito.
And my name is Danny Pellerito.
This is episode 26.
Repartee.
A different kind of episode recognizing Father's Day.
Get ready, because we are celebrating some of the best
and worst
dad jokes.
Here at the Rechoice Pod, we hear from a variety of people who have something in common.
A reflective and resilient mindset.
There are three basic steps to Rechoice. Name the experience, select a Rechoice word, and then tell us how that word changes your perspective.
You can read more at rechoicepod.com, but now it's time for the show.
All right. Well, Danny, you have actually been a part of every episode, pretty much behind the scenes so far, because you've created the music, and I thank you for that, and as well as a few sound effects. But today, you're my co-host. Very appropriate to have a father-son duo for our Father's Day episode.
Knock, knock.
Oh, okay. Who's there?
Anita.
Anita who?
Anita, introduce myself.
Okay, listeners, you see where this is going. It will be fast-paced fun featuring many of our jokes and many of yours as well. I mean, we had over 25 of you from across the country call in with at least one joke, but most of you, you had to do more than one because you can't just tell one, right? But first, music producer and co-host, you're right. You need to introduce yourself. So, have at it.
All right. Hi, I'm Danny Pellerito. I'm his son, and I just graduated from 9th grade at East Kentwood High School near Grand Rapids, Michigan.
All right. And how about two fun facts about yourself?
So, I have a dog and I have another dog.
I guess that is two. That is two. What are their names?
Jet and Mabel.
You also selected our rechoice word, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, hey, it's official. Daniel Pellerito, what is your rechoice word?
My rechoice word is repartee.
Repartee. That's
repartee.
It sounds like we party. All right. So, hey, give us the definition for repartee.
A repartee is a back and forth battle of wit, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing.
This will be a lot of fun, listeners, and mostly rated G. PG, maybe PG-10 towards the end. We'll see. But happy Father's Day to all dads. And for those of you missing your dads, we hope this brings a smile to your day. All right. Well, let's bring it to them.
Here we go.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your joke? Our first one, don't let him fool you. This is Ron Fox from College Station, Texas.
Hey there, Joey P. What's going on, man? Hey, this is Jimmy Snooker calling you straight out of Hollywood casting, bro. I got your dad jokes for you. I listen to the Rechoice every single week. Amazing. Here's the jokes. Hey, dude, did you hear the rumor about butter? No? Well, I'm not going to spread it. Sorry. How about the next one? This one really hits you, man. What concert costs just 45 cents? No? Don't know? Oh. Well, 50 Cent featuring Nickelback. How about that one? Joey P., keep doing what you're doing, brother. Have a good one. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Rechoice listeners. This is episode 15 guest Kyle Anderson here with his 8-year-old son, Noah. Noah, I've got a question for you. Why is pro wrestling stupid?
Because men without pants are fighting for belts.
Good one, Noah.
Hello, this is Kevin Burrell from Elk Grove, California. What did the father buffalo say to his son when he dropped him off for college? Bye, son.
Jack Phillipson here with a dad joke. What did the buffalo say to his son when he left for school? Bye, son. Like bison, get it? Oh, love it.
Hello, this is Greg Wells from Grand Rapids, Michigan, telling you some dad jokes because dad jokes never end with just one. So here we go. So some people say, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? But the real thing is woodchucks are actually groundhogs. So the question should be, how much ground can a groundhog mound if a groundhog could mound ground? Another one is every time someone walks, says they've ran into someone at the store, I ask them if it hurts. Why did Johann Sebastian Bach have so many kids? He didn't have any organ stops. Another one, why did Mozart kill all of his chickens? Because they always ran around yelling, Bach, 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 Bach. And for one of the grand finales, this is one I learned actually from the great Miss Hammeline when I was in high school. So she thought this was the funniest awful joke she'd ever heard. And it's the worst joke I think I've ever heard. So here we go. Why does a milking stool have only three legs? Because the cow has the udder. You're welcome.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your joke?
And this one comes from Chip Hammeline in Fenton, Michigan.
Joe's Chip. I guess my joke would be, you hit me in a bad place, my hands. Can't wait to see it or hear it. Thanks, bye.
All right, I'm ready to get going. Nothing like a, well, you, I see you have a glass of water in front of you, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So, Dad, what would you say to some coffee?
Oh, I don't know, maybe. How have you been?
Just so you know, listeners, my parents said I can't drink coffee anymore. Or else they'll ground me.
All right. Well, hey, what's the, I don't know about Swiss coffee, but what's the best thing about Switzerland?
What?
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, I'm a big fan of whiteboards.
You're a big fan of whiteboards? Why?
Yeah, I am. I find them quite remarkable.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, hey, I got one for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Times New Roman, Helvetica, and Calibri. They walk into a bar.
Okay.
Get out of here, shouts the bartender. We don't serve your type.
Hey. Well, I, for one, like Roman numerals.
Ah, I got it. Okay. Well, hey, yesterday, I saw a guy spill all his Scrabble letters on the road.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a bummer, but I asked him, hey, what's the word on the street?
What is this, Sesame Street?
All right. Well, hey, your birthday's coming up. 15. You're going to be 15 in October. I bet, though, you're one of those guys that likes gifts. So have you started your gift list?
Not yet. But I do know one thing that you are forbidden to put on it.
What's that?
I really hate Russian dolls.
Why?
They're so full of themselves.
All right. Well, Danny, I've had a lot of jobs in my life, and I couldn't believe, though, when I got fired from the calendar factory.
What happened?
I mean, all I did was take a day off. Hey, Danny, have you ever heard the word atheism?
Yeah.
What's atheism?
Atheism is a non-profit organization.
Guess what I heard? I heard that my boss is going to fire the employee with the worst posture, and I have a hunch it might be me.
I just found out I'm colorblind.
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah, the diagnosis definitely came out of the purple.
You know, I like to hold hands at the movies. It always seems to startle strangers.
Dad, I'm not sure if that's normal. I was addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around.
You know, my wife told me that I should act my age, so she's not allowed in the pillow fort anymore.
You know, I have an inferiority complex.
Yeah?
But it's not a very good one.
All right. Rest in peace, boiled water. You will be missed.
You were held high in esteem.
So does my wife think I'm a control freak? I haven't decided yet.
I used to be indecisive,
yeah?
But now I'm not so sure.
You know, I used to have a handle on life, but then it broke.
There are three kinds of people.
Yeah?
Those who can count, and those who can't.
This is Terry Gates from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the story I wanted to tell is an April Fool's joke that I played at my two boys back in 2001. It was spring break, and we needed to take a business trip, and I took the two boys with me. They were 15 and 13 at the time. My 13-year-old, Bradley, actually was considering becoming a professional BMX biker. So I told the boys to put their BMX bikes in the back of the truck, and we would take opportunities along the way for them to do some biking on some biking trails that we find between here and Oklahoma City, which was our destination. So the first night we arrived in St. Louis, and it happened to be a Sunday, and the kids were sleeping in, and I realized that it was April Fool's Day. So I thought I needed to come up with something to do to prank them, and went downstairs while they were sleeping in and took the bikes out of the back of the truck and hid them behind the dumpster nearby where my truck was. Then I went in and talked to the manager at the front desk, told him what I was doing, and asked if he would play along with the joke. And he said he would. So I went back up to the room, and all of a sudden declared to the boys that I can't believe what happened, but somebody broke into our truck and stole the bikes. And they went rushing down. We opened up the truck and found that the bikes were missing, and they were beside themselves. I'm having a hard time cracking up. So I said, well, we need to report this. You know, we need to make sure that we have this incident recorded and call the police. And so we run into the manager's desk and asked to see the manager. And he came out, and I said, somebody broke into our car in your parking lot, and our bikes have been stolen. And he was playing along, and the whole time I'm just cracking up. I could not keep a straight face. The boys turned to me and saw that I was laughing, and I said, April Fools, and they couldn't believe it. So we still tell that story today, and that was a great April Fools joke to be remembered.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
So what's a joke?
And from New Boston, Michigan, Angie Huspin and her son, Denver.
Why did the traffic light turn red? Well, you would too if you had to change in the middle of the street, wouldn't you? Ha ha.
What's a hyena's favorite color? Purple.
Okay, this one's so cute. Why aren't koalas actual bears? Unfortunately, they don't meet the qualifications. Waka, waka, waka.
Hey, Joe, this is Matt from West Bloomfield, and I've got one for you. What did 50 do when 50 was hungry? 58.
And how about this one, all the way from Huntington Beach, California?
Joey P., this is Shay Naderman coming at you with a dad joke. What did the drummer call his twin daughters? And a one, and a two. Yes! You're welcome, America. Woo!
So there was this one Hispanic magician who told his audience that he was going to disappear on the count of three. He said, uno, dos, and poof! He disappeared. Without a trace. Life stories with Dan. I was playing chess with my dad, and he said, let's make this interesting. So we stopped playing chess.
I saw a documentary on how ships are kept together. Riveting.
I was raised as an only child, which really annoyed my brothers.
That's more true than people know. Yeah. All right. Hey, I got a piece of advice for you, Dan. When everything is coming your way, you're in the wrong lane.
True, true. I have a friend.
Yeah?
Yeah. He keeps trying to convince me that he's a compulsive liar, but I don't believe him.
The bartender says, "We don't serve time travelers." A time traveler walks into a bar.
Ha ha. If I got 50 cents every time I failed a math exam, I'd have $6.30 now. Speaking of which, I think it's time I started making some real money.
I think it's time you get a job, too.
Yeah. I also heard women love a man in uniform.
Yes, they do.
I just can't wait to start working at McDonald's.
Hey, what did one plate say to his friend?
What?
Tonight, dinner's on me. It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your joke?
This is George Hamline Sr. calling from Fenton with a dad joke. The church congregation was having a meeting to vote on whether to buy a new chandelier for the sanctuary. Everybody was for it except old John sitting near the back. Pastor asks, "John, why are you against getting a new chandelier for the sanctuary?" Old John replies, "You'll probably get the damn thing, and nobody will know how to play it." I have an uncle who is a psychiatrist in a pottery factory. He fixes all the crackpots. My other uncle is a mechanic. He fixes horse races.
So, a bear walks into a bar and says, "I'll have a whiskey and cola." The waitress asks, "Why the big paws?" The bear replies, "I don't know. I was born with them."
Did you hear about the actor who fell through the floorboards?
No, what happened?
Well, he was just going through a stage.
Pop quiz, where are average things manufactured?
I don't know, Danny. Where are average things manufactured?
At a satisfactory.
Why can't you explain puns to kleptomaniacs?
Why?
They always take things literally.
What did the zero say to the eight?
What did the zero say to the eight?
Nice belt. And quick follow-up, what do you call a magic dog?
What?
A labracadabrador.
I hope you're having fun, listeners. I mean, we're full of dad jokes here. And so, you know, that makes me wonder, Danny. I mean, when does a joke become a dad joke?
I know the answer to that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's when it becomes apparent.
This one comes from our star of episode 2, Mr. Malik Baker of Kentwood, Michigan.
Two men were in a car. Driver gets to an intersection and the light's red. Driver runs the light. Passenger says to the driver, "What's wrong with you? That light was red." Driver says, "Don't worry about it. My brother does it all the time." Gets to the next intersection, the light's red again, and the driver runs that red light. Passenger looks over to the driver and says, "Dude, that light was red. You're going to get us killed. What's wrong with you?" Driver says, "Relax. My brother does it all the time." Gets to the third intersection, the light's green. Driver jams on the brakes. Passenger looks over at the driver and says, "What's wrong with you? That light's green. Why aren't you going?" Driver says, "Man, my brother might be coming."
This is Dave Wells, and I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Joke number one. I made up a new word. Do you want to hear it? Plagiarism. Joke number two. What did the pirate say when he turned 80? Hi, matey.
All right. This dad joke is coming to you from Richard and Michaela from Houston, Texas. Michaela pulled this one out of her brain at the dinner table tonight, and I'm excited to share it with you. So what is the difference between a sock and a camera. Give up? A sock takes five toes, and a camera takes photos.
Hey, Joe, David Johnson here. You know, when you have a bladder infection, you're in trouble. Get it? You're in trouble. Never mind. Have a great day, Joe.
Hi, this is Tony and Dixie Pepperoni from South Haven.
Honey, did you know that nothing rhymes with orange?
No, it doesn't.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your joke?
I was at Aldi earlier this week, and a lady had some steak in her hand, but she accidentally dropped it on the floor.
Oh.
And so I told her, hey, well, oops, now it's ground beef. Yeah, she didn't laugh.
Yeah. Though, you're a master at that. Steak pun is a rare medium. Well done.
So why do cows have hooves instead of feet? They lack toes.
Lactose. Oh. I was walking through a quarry. I said to the foreman, that sure is a big rock. Boulder, he corrected me. So I stuck out my chest and shouted, that sure is a big rock.
Somebody stole all my lamps, and I couldn't be more delighted. You know, my wife, she refuses to go to the nude beach with me.
I wonder why.
Well, I think she's just being close-minded. I know, bad puns. It's how I roll.
Please stop. I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now.
You know, I wasn't originally going to get a brain transplant, but then I changed my mind.
Ah, a book just fell on my head.
Ouch.
And I only have my shelf to blame.
You know, I might not be the best joke teller, but I am even a worse electrician. I mean, most people are shocked when they find that out.
I was so excited when I first got my universal remote.
Why?
I mean, I thought, this changes everything.
You know, Dan, before I was a teacher, I used to build stairs for a living.
Whoa, you did?
Yeah, but business was up and then it was down.
Two windmills are standing in a field, and one asks the other, what kind of music do you like?
Well, I'm a big metal fan.
Show me a piano falling down a mineshaft, and I'll show you A flat minor. It's joke time.
Oh, yeah!
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah!
So what's a joke?
Hello, Linda Pellerito here, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and here's my dad's joke. How do you organize a Star Wars party? You plan it. Bye.
Hi, Joe and Danny. It's Ray Rickard calling from Middleville, Michigan. I have some jokes for you this morning. Three of my favorites. I wonder if you guys heard about the donut maker who was retiring because he was fed up with the whole business. I'm also wondering or wanted to tell you that my friend bought me a telekinetic abacus for my birthday. It wasn't my favorite present, but it's the thought that counts. And finally, I wondered if you guys know which state does the most laundry. Well, of course, that's Washington. Have a great day.
And now our closest call-in joke, Joey Sutherland, my next-door neighbor.
Hello, and happy Father's Day to everyone. Just a couple of these world and zinger of dad jokes. If two vegans get in a fight, is it still considered a beef? I would avoid sushi if I were you. It's a little fishy. And lastly, I'm giving away all my dead batteries, free of charge. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Take care.
I went to buy some camo pants, but I couldn't find any.
Well, I failed math so many times at school, I can't even count.
I was wondering why the Frisbee was getting bigger and bigger, and then it hit me.
My wife just found out I replaced our bed with a trampoline. She hit the ceiling.
The easiest time to add insult to injury is when you're signing someone's cast.
Light travels faster than sound, which is the reason that some people appear bright before you hear them speak.
I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too high. She seemed surprised.
A termite walks into the bar and asks, "Hey, is the bartender here?"
People who use selfie sticks really need to have a good, long look at themselves.
Just burned 2,000 calories.
Nice.
That's the last time I leave brownies in the oven while I nap.
Darn, I was looking forward to those. Always borrow money from a pessimist. They'll never expect it back.
I don't suffer from insanity. I enjoy every minute of it.
Today a man knocked on my door and asked for a small donation toward the local swimming pool. I gave him a glass of water. Doctor, there's a patient online, one that says he's invisible.
Well, tell him I can't see him right now.
A recent study has found that women who carry a little extra weight live longer than the men who mention it.
Very good. The future, the present, and the past walk into a bar. Things got a little tense.
Before you criticize someone, walk a mile in their shoes. That way, when you do criticize them, you're a mile away and you have their shoes.
If a parsley farmer gets sued, can they garnish his wages?
I got a new pair of gloves today, but they're both lefts, which on the one hand is great, but on the other, it's just not right.
I didn't think orthopedic shoes would help, but I stand corrected.
Hey, this is Chris Lewis from the Dads with Daughters podcast, as well as fatheringtogether.org. And a dad joke that I'm going to share today is, why don't eggs tell jokes? They'd crack each other up.
It was an emotional wedding. Even the cake was in tears.
Hey, Danny. I just got kicked out of a secret cooking society.
What happened?
I spilled the beans.
What's the difference between ignorance and apathy? I don't know and I don't care.
Oh, nice.
Refusing to go to the gym is a form of resistance training.
A dung beetle walks into a bar and asks, "Hey, is this stool taken?" It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
What's your joke?
I can tell when people are being judgmental just by looking at them.
Well, to be frank with you, I'd have to change my name.
Communist jokes aren't funny unless everyone gets them.
Nice. I like that as a social studies teacher. All right. My friend was explaining electricity to me, but I was like, what?
The rotation of Earth really makes my day.
I buy all of my guns from a guy named T-Rex. He's a small arms dealer.
I bought the world's worst thesaurus yesterday. Not only is it terrible, it's also terrible.
When the cannibals showed up late to the buffet, they gave him the cold shoulder. Hey, the man who invented knock-knock jokes, he should get a Nobel Prize.
I saw a sign the other day that said, "Watch for children," and I thought, that sounds like a fair trade.
I put grandma on speed dial the other day. I call it Instagram.
I threw a boomerang a couple years ago. I now live in constant fear.
My teachers told me I'd never amount to much because I procrastinate so much, and I told them, just you wait.
Will glass coffins be a success? Remains to be seen.
Hey, did you hear about the guy whose left side got amputated? He's all right now.
Oh, have you heard about the new restaurant called Karma?
No.
There's no menu. You get what you deserve. What do you get when you cross a joke with a rhetorical question?
Jeff Thorpe from Houston, Texas. Why was the mother firefly unhappy? Well, because her children just weren't all that bright.
Hi, this is Val from Orlando, Florida. My dad told me that God's first name was Andy. And I said, Dad, how do you know what his first name is? And he says, well, they always sing at church, Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me. And that's my dad.
Next, from Lake Odessa, Michigan, we have Mike Pellerito with his dentist joke and his son, Sebastian.
Hey, what's up, Joe? It's funny, you know, I'm going to the dentist in a little bit. I'm not sure what time. Oh, yeah, there it is. My appointment's at 2:30. 2:30.
Today, my son, he asked, can I have a bookmark? And I burst into tears. He's 11 years old, and he doesn't even know my name is Brian.
Hey there, this is Ben Crocker from Grand Rapids, Michigan, host of Threads podcast, Life Unfiltered. Got a dad joke for you. So did you hear about the new Lego store that opened? People were lined up for blocks. Like, get it? People lined up for blocks? Like, the line was blocks long? Or was it they were lining up to get blocks? The world will never know.
All right, this has been big fun so far. And now a special message from Chris Lewis with a special offer for the dads listening in.
Hey, everyone. This is Chris Lewis from the Dads with Daughters podcast, as well as co-founder of the nonprofit Fathering Together. Fathering Together is a nonprofit that's all about helping dads be the best dads that they can be. And you can find out more about the organization at www.fatheringtogether.org. We've got communities for dads with daughters and dads with sons, and really a little bit of everything for fathers out there. We also have a great insider community on our website. It's called the Fatherhood Insider. It is full of experts, courses, resources, and more to help dads to maneuver and learn about what it takes to be an amazing father. But one of the things that I'm really excited about right now is a book that we are launching. It's our first book, and it's called Fathering Stories Volume 1. It's an anthology of stories from ordinary dads about the extraordinary adventures of fatherhood. The book is available now on Amazon and pretty much anywhere else that you can find an ebook, and it's only $1.99. What's amazing about this book is that it brings together stories from fathers from all walks of life. You're going to find harrowing tales from new fathers about birth and beyond, honest accounts of men embracing fatherhood in the 21st century, and incredible anecdotes of dads forging a family despite the odds. The book is available on a number of platforms, as I mentioned, and I hope that you will pick up a copy and maybe even review it. Find all of the platforms and links to those platforms at www.fatheringtogether.org/books.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
It's joke time.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your joke?
Hi, this is Kobe Bird from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm a proud dad of three amazing kids and would love to share my favorite dad joke. Did you hear about the cow that jumped over the barbed wire fence? It was an utter disaster.
Hey, Joe, this is Josh and
Jacob.
We're from Byron Center, Michigan, and we have a terrible or awesome dad joke. Take it away, Jacob.
What concert costs just 45 cents? 50 cents featuring Nickelback.
That one hurt. All right. See you later.
All right, so coming up is more our PG-10 PG-13
segment.
Jokes. They're not that bad, but here we go.
So I was talking to my dad. This is Joe from Florida, by the way. I was talking to my dad, and I said, I screwed up. I put on a blue sock and a black sock. And he immediately said, I'll bet you have another pair at home just like them. Several years ago, I was talking to my father about the population of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we were talking about how many people currently live there. And my dad said, by the way, do you know that the population of Grand Rapids never changes? And I said, really? It never changes? And he said, nope. He said, every time a child is born, a man leaves town.
All right. Don't you hate it when someone answers their own questions? I do. Oh, I should do the next one.
Yeah.
My wife told me to stop impersonating flamingos. I had to put my foot down.
I know that money talks, but all mine says is goodbye.
Nice. You know, I always take life with a grain of salt and a slice of lemon and a shot of tequila.
Wait. I'll do the next two.
Okay.
My therapist says I have a preoccupation for revenge. We'll see about that.
Good. That was a great, good tone. Go ahead.
Two fish are in a tank. One says, how do you drive this thing?
Hi, everyone. This is James Scrivo from White Lake, Michigan. I'm a principal at Scotch Elementary School and a father of two. My dad joke is as follows. Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road? Why, you may ask? Because it got stuck in a crack.
And next we have from Jenison, Michigan. Wait, what? It's Eric Zane from the Eric Zane Show.
Danny Pellerito doing a podcast with his dad. Joe Pellerito. Sometimes I get those guys mixed up. Hey, how is it, Danny? Maybe you can answer this for me. That your dad has like lush hair and Uncle Mike looks, well, I mean, come on. He looks like a poverty Stone Cold Steve Austin. So anyway, your dad was like, he wants corny dad jokes, okay, for the Father's Day special episode on Rechoice Pod. So that's good. You guys are doing a good thing there. I like that. All right. Dad joke number one. What's green and flies? Super pickle! I cut myself shaving. How about this one? What's green and red and spins around and around and around? Frog in a blender. Oh! Kind of gross. Happy Father's Day to all. And to all a good night. Thank you.
Hey, you know what? To golf the way I do, you need a lot of balls.
Geology rocks, but geography is where it's at.
Hi, my name is Jason Teary, and I am from Granville, Michigan, and here is my dad joke. Are you ready? How do you make holy water? Give up? You boil the hell out of it. Boy, that was ridiculous. Have a great Father's Day.
You know, I have a few jokes about unemployed people, but none of them really work.
I have a split personality, said Tom, being frank. I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather. Not screaming and yelling like the passengers in his car. Maybe if we start telling people their brain is an app, they'll want to use it.
Hey, you know what? Last night, my wife was complaining that I never listened to her or something like that. All right. Two Wi-Fi engineers got married. The reception was fantastic.
What if there were no hypothetical questions? The world champ tongue twister got arrested. I hear they're going to give him a tough sentence. 6:30 is the best time on a clock, hands down.
Oh, I love it.
Hey.
All right, well, we done did it, Danny. Hey, what did you think?
I mean, there's a reason they call you the Punisher. Or technically, I should phrase it, the Punisher.
Ah, gotcha. Well, was this fun?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, thanks for being a part of it. This was cool.
And though it may not seem like it from the audio, We're enjoying it very much over here.
Oh, this has been great. And I love how you really spent the day finding those jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, hey, I just want to conclude this episode to publicly say right now, you are a gift, Danny. I'm so proud of the way you carry yourself. You are so creative. You bring music to my life. And Dan, you're strong. You're strong in your convictions. You're witty. You're helpful. You bring joy to our lives. And you have what it takes, man. So as you continue on to your 10th grade year, just know that I'm so proud of the young man you are, and I'm so happy to be your dad. Love you, son. We hope you've enjoyed this Father's Day special edition. If this is your entry point to the Rechoice podcast, I highly suggest you go to rechoicepod.com, find all of our regular weekly episodes, each one featuring a guest interview walking through the Rechoice steps. So Danny, you get to sign us off, man. You are the last words of this podcast.
All right. Reframe your past, renew your present, and reclaim your future. Because after all, it is always a choice.
See you next time.